Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, it's Dorette Nurhassan. We're here at the Modern Parenthood Podcast, and June is Pride Month, and I'm excited to have Haley and Abby today on my show. They're going to be sharing their stories of how they went about having both of their kids, and they traveled from out of town or out of state to come and see me. So Haley and Abby, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
So good to see y'all.
You too.
This podcast is meant to provide information on reproductive health. It does not establish a physician-patient relationship, and we would urge you to contact your treating provider regarding your care.
Well, first of all, our listeners just want to hear a little bit about you. So tell us a little bit about both of yourselves, how you met, what your life was like as a member of the LGBTQIA population, and then how you went about in choosing your path to parenthood.
Okay, well, I'm Abby. I'm a NICU nurse here in Arkansas. Haley and I, we met through mutual friends in college. And then, you know, we had the whole process of coming out to our families and figuring out life as a gay couple. And then we kind of just chose, you know, that we decided that we wanted kids. And that's just kind of the route that we went. And we had to do a lot of research to figure out, you know, how to do that, because we didn't really have a lot of friends that had done that yet. We were kind of the first in our friend group that got to experience it. So that was kind of neat and kind of hard in the same boat.
Yeah. So we, you know, being a gay couple in Arkansas, you know, we both have had family that it's been rocky with. But we, you know, got married and got through some of that. And then as we chose to start our family, you know, that has really brought a lot of our family together. So, you know, the whole process has been a really cool full circle moment to, you know, bring kids into our lives and, you know, also our family's life, that the support has been overwhelming and awesome. So, you know, that's all we could ever hope for anybody in our situation. So it's been really exciting and a cool journey.
Wonderful. So tell us about your first journey. Tell us about how you went about having your first child.
So we did IUI, and we, it was pretty straightforward for us, thankfully. After we did our initial consults, I got genetic testing because I was going to be the one carrying. And we, like Abby said, got the genetic results back. And then from there, we were able to choose our donor. So that was probably the biggest part in the journey. And I know we kind of already touched on that, but it's almost just a lot of pressure because, you know, in life you meet a mate and you don't think, hey, what's your genetic makeup? Are we going to make compatible children? It's just, it's not what you do. You don't choose a mate based on that. So it was a very kind of like
eye-opening.
Yes, to have that much, you know, say in the genetic makeup of your child almost. So once we got through that though, and then the financials, I guess, was the other stressful part of just like, hey, this is how much it's going to cost. This is, you know, because not only do you have, of course, fees from the IUI procedure, but there's medication involved and all those sort of things that, you know, getting the hang of that and swinging that. Once we got through all of that and then the actual process came, it was super exciting.
Yeah, for our listeners out there, so IUI, intrauterine insemination, that's where we get the sperm and put it directly into the uterus. And it's a simple speculum exam, sort of like a pap smear in the clinic. But so for y'all, you had to buy IUI prep sperm. Tell us a little bit about the choosing the sperm, and there are different preparations. There's the IUI prep sperm. There's an ICI prep sperm, which is intracervical insemination. There's ART, artificial reproductive technology prep sperm. There's IVF, in vitro fertilization prep sperm. It's exhaustive when you go to the donor sperm website, and there's
yes.
all these different preparations. And then you got to look at your blood type, the donor's blood type, your genetic carrier screening, their genetic carrier screening. And that's just the basic medical stuff. Then there's the things that are important to you, like hair color, eye color. Physical features. Tell us some more about that, because our listeners really want to hear how much work goes into that.
That is a hard decision to make. What we did, we kind of just, you know, you get to do all the genetic testing, so you know what you need to watch out for genetically. And so we kind of just went through it genetically of like what would work and what wouldn't work. And then once we narrowed that down, we kind of went off of, since Haley, we were using Haley's egg for both of our kids, we went off my qualities. So we chose a donor that had brown hair, green eyes, and things like that, so that our kids would kind of, you know, look like both of us. And so that's kind of just what we did to narrow it down.
And we, you know, see some people say, and really based on social media, we use this bank or that bank. And we honestly just looked at them all and then made a big list. And just by process of elimination, just slowly started eliminating.
That's amazing. Tell us, do you have any regrets about the process? Would you do anything different if you had to do it all over again?
I don't think so. No, we were lucky. Our process was awesome. Everybody was great. It's been a great experience for us, the whole thing. We got two awesome kids.
Mm-hmm. And it's all worth it. You're exhausted, you're tired, but it's all worth it.
Absolutely.
What words of advice can you leave for our listeners, particularly because it's Pride Month? We definitely want to let others know in the LGBTQIA population that there is hope. There is the possibility of parenthood. What words of advice can you leave for our listeners?
I would say the process is super intimidating, but do the research and find a clinic and just reach out to them. Explain your situation and have a consult to hear about your options. I think when people hear fertility treatments, I think everybody's mind automatically goes to IVF. Which is a much more intense and expensive process. And that may be the answer for some people, but in our case, was it an expensive process? Yes. But could it have been three times the amount? Also, yes. So I think that it's worth talking about your options and starting earlier than you think you would need to, because to pay for the process and things you might need to save for a couple of years. And I think it's okay to hear out your options and then say, thank you for telling us our options. We'll reach back out to you when we're ready.
That is fantastic advice. I agree with you. At least making that first appointment, getting the testing, and at least finding out what your options are. There's no harm in learning and getting some knowledge about yourself and learning what your options are.
And then also the timing, you know, people think, oh, I'm going to try to have a baby next month. Well, if you're going to go through this process, it is a process. And depending on what procedure you pick, you know, you could be looking at several months of, you know, tests and then other things. So knowing that it's not overnight. It does take quite a bit of time.
Yeah.
You brought up a very important word, process. And that's a word I use probably about five dozen times a day. It's a process. It's not an easy overnight, boom, you're pregnant. And I think for our listeners to understand that it is a process and it doesn't happen immediately is super important. Well, wonderful. Well, thank you so much both for being on the show and telling everyone about your experience and having your two beautiful girls, Stella and Scotty, and being an inspiration to others. We love to hear these success stories. If you want to hear more success stories and want to learn all things fertility, please like, follow, and subscribe to the Modern Parenthood podcast.
Pioneer.